From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Rebel fighters and the Syrian government have reached an agreement to allow the evacuation of civilians and opposition forces from the city of Aleppo. Russia says the government has ended its offensive in the city. The agreement comes after the United Nations said it has received reports of pro-government forces in Syria killing at least 82 civilians in four different neighborhoods in the city of Aleppo. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called for help for the civilian population of the town.
I call on the Syrian authorities and their allies, Russia and Iran, to honor their obligations under international humanitarian law and do the following. Urgently allow the remaining civilians to escape the area and facilitate access for all humanitarian actors and the delivery of critically important assistance.
Ban Ki-moon. The Pentagon said Tuesday a coalition airstrike killed three Islamic State leaders in Syria, including two militants who were involved in last year's terrorist attacks in Paris. Defense Secretary Ash Carter provided some details.
And they were associates of al-Adnani, who was, if you recall, the chief external plotter for ISIL and its chief spokesman. And we killed him a little while ago.
A Pentagon spokesman said all three plotters were targeted while riding in a vehicle in Raqqa on December 4th. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for Sunday's suicide bombing at Cairo's Coptic Orthodox Church. The terrorist group warned of more attacks, promising to continue its war against what it called every infidel and apostate in Egypt and elsewhere. This is VOA News.